Yo,
as I'm just saying, bro, episode 79, we back at it again. I'm Earl.
Yes, sir, and I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Yeah, like, comment, subscribe, do everything, man. Y'all can dislike it. Y'all can do whatever you want. Just show us some love. We on everywhere you can stream a spot. Spotify. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public.
All of them.
Where you listen to a podcast, we there.
Whichever one.
You feel me? Go show us some love, though, man. Go stream us up. But me and bro gonna get right into it, though, because, you know, bro was on vacation right after I went on vacation. So we gotta get back into the, you know, get back into it. But a lot of stuff went down. But, bro, obviously, tomorrow, play-in game. And I just wanted to know how you feel about the Sixers getting the number one seed, because I could tell you how I feel, but how you feel about the Sixers getting the number one seed for the first time since 2001?
Of course it's fire. I mean, got the number one seed. Should have had the MVP if he didn't get hurt, probably.
It hurt my heart he not getting MVP.
But my only thing with the Sixers is, man, it's every year we go as far as Ben Simmons is going to take us. It's great that we got the number one seed. We probably cemented ourselves for the best road matchup-wise, probably.
I believe in the second round, because of how things playing out, we might not have to play Miami or them.
Right. So I think we might have positioned ourselves as best as possible. But I think we could beat Miami, too. So I'm not really, like – ducking no smoke, for real, for real.
For sure, we could beat Miami. I'm just saying that would be a harder matchup for us.
Right. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to come down to the Sixers and the Nets and the Eastern Conference Finals, of course. And that's what it's looking like it's setting up to be.
Yeah.
And we got the number one seed over the Nets. A lot of people thought, you know, just because they came together, they was going to come over and take everything that they wanted. But they didn't get that yet. So, hey.
Well, honestly, bro, we only – one more game than them or something like that, or a couple.
Right, but
it don't matter, though, really.
It don't, but it matters with the season.
It does. But, I mean, if they wasn't disrespecting the game, then that wouldn't have happened. But go ahead.
That's also true. Dudes just taking off whenever they want to. That's a whole nother topic that we can get.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
with the Sixers, like, I'm happy we got the number one seed. I need to see how it's going to shake out, though. I need to see if Ben going be aggressive. I mean, it been a lot of BS from pretty much every team in the league the last couple weeks of the season. It been pretty much just everybody just trying to figure out where they want to place at, for real, it seemed like to me. So, I mean, I'm just hoping I get to see some real basketball soon, which is what the playoffs and what these play-in games is supposed to be. So, that's what I'm waiting for.
I don't know what LeBron was talking about. He talking about some fire. No, give him a raise. Give him a promotion. That's what you do to the guy who thought in the play-in. Like, you tripping. This is crazy. These last couple games, it's crazy because they got to play. Like,
they have to.
Portland on a crazy – they on a tear. CJ, Day, all the – it's crazy. Memphis, Ja and them dudes, man. I don't know if people don't talk about Memphis Grizzlies and all that, but Ja and them dudes, like – the fact that they in the play-in again, I thought last year was a fluke.
Facts.
They back in this joint this year without Jaren Jackson Jr. He been out with damn near the whole year. Them dudes is different. Dylan Brooks and all them dudes, man. It's crazy. But I ain't going to talk about Memphis and all that stuff. I'm going to just talk about the Sixers. But
how you feel?
About the Sixers, bro, I'm like, ecstatic. Like, I feel like the city, everybody I've been talking to, like, got a negative view on this. Like, and it's like everybody is down talking, and everybody, I believe this. I'm not saying we're gonna win a chip. I'm not saying that. I can't really sit here and honestly tell you to your face, I think we're gonna win a chip this year.
Right.
Even as a diehard Sixers fan, you know what I'm saying? Even as a diehard Sixers fan, I can't sit here and say honestly, I believe we're gonna win a chip. But I'm excited, bro. We got the number one seed, bro. We got home court advantage throughout the playoffs, which is our boogaboo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Playing away games. Not so much this season or whatever. Our record was kind of good season, whatever. Not so much this season. But we know with all the young guys that we got, that's been a problem in our past. playing away games. It's always been a problem, bro. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this year in the playoffs because we got those vets, man. And right before we got on, bro seemed to realize that I followed Dwight on the page. I followed Dwight, bro, because he be giving us the scoop. He give us the scoop, bro. If people don't know, go on Dwight live late at night. He in the gym, bro, with my young boy, Paul Reed. He in the gym with Tease. I ain't never seen Ben Simmons there, which is the scary part. But you know what I'm saying? Like, B don't got to be there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, B don't got to be there. I don't expect B to be there. It's like, B, you taking advice from Dwight? I don't really want you taking too much advice from him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you in the gym too late with him. You know what I'm saying? Shooting with him. But nah, no, all bullshit aside, though, Dwight Ben's, the vets that we got, Dwight, the George Hills and the Danny Greens and all that, they are making me excited. We had Jimmy Butler, and you know what I'm saying? We had that squad, right? And everybody said, oh, we want to run it back. Let's run it back. That squad was crazy. We could have won something with that squad. With the same Ben Simmons that wasn't playing aggressive, being passive and all that stuff, I'm excited because those guys are going to step up. Danny Green, as much as y'all think he not, and as much as he gets on my nerves when he be missing them open corner threes, right, he's going to show up in the playoffs, bro. He does that. And I think he still got the record for finals threes, if I'm not mistaken, if Steph didn't take it from him. Steph might have taken it from him, but I think he still got the record for finals threes. And I think it was like 2012, 2013 when he was playing, when they whooped the Heat ass and they beat him 4-1 that year. But that's what I'm excited for about the Sixers, bro. The vets being there. Because we've been in situations in the playoffs and it been like, oh my God, we know what's going to happen. We already know. Bang up. Look at Ben. Up. Look at B. Up. Here we go. I just don't believe in my heart this year, bro, that's going to happen, bro. I don't. Because we got Tyrese Maxey coming off the bench. You know what I'm saying? If Ben want to play that game, like he don't want to be aggressive, we have replacements. My Yumbo just now. Let me not say replacements, but you know what I mean by replacements. You know what I'm saying? We got somebody that could be a scoring threat. Nobody is going to replace Ben's defense. Nobody. Right. He's the defensive player of the year. Nobody's going to replace his defensive effort. None of that. But if he want to play that game on offense, well, we need him to score. He don't want to score. He want to be all passive and want to do a little corny hook, which is hook shot is part of his game and all that. But you know what I'm talking about. When he want to do it from distance and all that.
I'm cool off them hook shots, bro. I need him to give me a floater or something. That joint is ugly.
Yeah, it is super ugly. Just go to the cup and just, like you said, do a floater, do a runner, lay the
dunk ball. They can't stop you. You're seven foot and athletic and can dribble. Go to the rack.
I also think – I'm also excited because Doc is a coach. We actually have a coach in the playoffs. We actually have somebody that knows how to have a rotation. He know how to rotate his players. He know, you know what? Ben not giving me what I need right now. Let me throw Tyrese in there, a young, fast guard. You feel what I'm saying? He give me De'Aaron Fox vibes. That's what Tyrese Maxey give me. That's his player comp to me in the NBA. De'Aaron Fox. That dude is fast. He about a bucket. And now with George Hill and all of them and Doc trying to coach him up, he learning how to distribute the ball. He learning when to take good shots because he a scorer. I think he was a two guard at heart. Because when you see him, he look like a two, how he play, he look like a two guard. He don't really look like he trying to set up the offense. He not, his head ain't up. His head down. He, right. You know, man, he trying to get to a bucket. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm excited, bro. And I'll leave it at that. I'm excited for the Sixers this year because it's going to be different because now we have vets that have experience. So I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic, bro. We're going to make some noise this year.
I don't like that. What we gonna do. I don't like that, though.
Say it one more time.
I said I don't really like Doc all like that, though. But I was fucking with everything else.
Why don't you like Doc, though?
I don't know.
A lot of people, I've been seeing hearing a lot of people say that, and everybody keeps saying, I don't know. You gotta give me something, bro. Is it because he lost 2-3-1 lead with the Orlando? And
I mean, that's part of it, but it's also like, I don't know. It's just like certain shit he just don't be making adjustments for. They don't be really like, it don't be looking like they be running plays in the clutch. Like sometimes you gotta call out a play or something. Something like, I don't know.
You know what's crazy? I feel like they do be running plays, but his play call be horrible. So I do see what you see. I do see what you, I don't see that they not calling a play. I feel like he calling a play, but it'd be horrible. It'd be those handoffs to Seth Curry and all that. He trying to get Seth Curry open and they be strapping that shit like out of the timeout and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying.
I don't know what it is, bro. It's like, it's just weird. I don't know. I do like Doc, but then it's something I don't like. It's something that's missing for me personally. Okay. But I mean,
I want you to elaborate on that, but I guess you already did elaborate on it. But I wish you could elaborate on that a little bit more, because he's like, he a prestigious coach. Like, I don't understand. We had Brett Brown.
He a prestigious coach?
Yeah. Why was he not?
I mean, yeah, I guess he is a prestigious coach.
Maybe that's not the right word to use, but I mean, he's a great coach, bro. Like, I mean, we're not going to sit here and
act. He's a good coach.
He's a great coach, not a good. He's a great coach. It's a difference between a good coach and a great coach, bro. Now, that's not disrespect, Doc. Now you're getting a little crazy, bro. Now, we know. Huh?
He's a good coach.
He's a great coach. Stop saying he's a good coach. Popovich is a
great coach.
No, Popovich is the GOAT of coaches. Doc Rivers is on the next tier. It's like tier GOAT Popovich. Then the next tier, which is like A+, it's like Doc in a who's another great coach that I like? I like Thibodeau. A lot of people don't like him. I like him. I like Nate McMillan, who was with the Pacers, and now he's with
So
who is he with now? Who
makes so Doc is on the level of like a Jerry Sloan, somebody like that.
Well, honestly, I don't know a damn thing about Jerry Sloan. So I can't even sit here and say that.
All right. Well, never mind. The question is invalid for real now.
Yeah, I mean, you picked Jerry Sloan. I mean, you could have picked so many different coaches. Like, I mean, I just that's just the one coach I don't know a lot about. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
he might be up there with him, though. I was just asking the question.
You picked the right coach, because I really don't know a lot about Jerry Sloan. I know who he is. I know what he did and all that. But I, you know what I'm saying? For me to sit here and argue that, like, I can't do that. Because it's like, I don't. You know what I'm saying? But compared to Greg Popovich, bro, he's the next tier. That's all I'm saying. It's Greg Popovich. Let me ask you this. Who's on the level of Greg Popovich? Do you think there's anybody on the level?
Greg Popovich, maybe. I mean, maybe
now we ain't talking about. We not talking about past stuff.
Nah, I mean, it's nobody really, because, I mean, to be fair, he always had star players though. Like, but it's like he coached everybody up still. Like, even
Brett Brown had star players too.
No,
that's an invalid statement.
Greatness, but what I'm saying though, like any team. Not any team, but a team that's coached right by a good coach or a great coach, I would think if they have the right amount of talent, they're going to get far most years, for real, for real. Now, if they don't, that could be a multitude of issues. But if you got a great team that's playing right and you're supposed to be a good or great coach, you should be getting far in the playoffs most years, bro. I believe so. Like, you got to give me something.
But what are you saying? Are you saying
you have great players? I'm saying Greg Popovich is the GOAT with coaching because of the things that he got out of these people. You probably, I mean, all right, David Robinson, obviously. Tim Duncan, obviously. Manu, was that obvious? Huh? You know?
So are you questioning his greatness right now? Because it kind of sounds like that.
I'm saying he had great players still, because that's usually the argument, is that he did it without, like, so many great players. But now he has some of the greatest players ever played the game. Especially in Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
He had the greatest power forward of all time.
Facts. So I'm saying, like, I think, because I was saying that because I was about to say somebody like Phil Jackson. but we know what he had. But then I'm looking at Greg Popovich and I'm kind of like putting it like, all right, so he kind of had like players too. He had the greatest power forward of all time. Obviously, he didn't have MJ or Kobe, shit, or Shaq.
But, well, all he had was Tim Duncan, though, and David Robinson when you really, really, really break it down.
That's what I'm saying, because it's like Manu too. That's why I was looking at both sides.
But Manu don't count because he wasn't supposed to be what he was.
I'm saying he was coached up to that. That's why I'm saying where you get into the greatness of Greg Popovich is different.
Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and David Robinson. Kawhi. No, but Kawhi was a superstar when he had him. Kawhi wasn't a superstar when he had him. Kawhi couldn't shoot a lick.
But I'm talking about dudes that he had out there making an impact when it was with him. It didn't matter if they was a superstar. George Hill, and then he traded him for Kawhi. And then it was Kawhi. Like, that's crazy. Bruce Bowman. That's
wild that George Hill got traded for Kawhi. That is wild now that you think about it. At least George Hill's still in the league, though. And he affecting the roster. So it's
he's a good player.
Yeah, for sure. Solid. Super solid.
I don't know how we went down that rabbit hole, but
yeah, because you start playing.
Didn't Steph win scoring title or something like that? I think he won a scoring title.
Steph. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Steph is different. So he the MVP?
No.
No. So you think Joker deserved it over him? Now I'm on Steph's side. Now I probably wasn't a couple weeks ago. I'm on his side now. The fact that he got his squad they about to almost have the seventh spot. They could have probably had the sixth. Well, no, they couldn't have the sixth spot. They wasn't even close. But still, like, we all said he couldn't carry a team. Me personally, I know I said that.
He carried them. He definitely carried them. I mean, I don't know if he deserved it over Joker, though. But he definitely deserves MVP, though. I mean, you always could say Steph crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. I think it's gonna be a tighter vote than a lot of people think. I think like a lot of people just think Joker is definitely gonna win MVP, but I think Steph is gonna get a lot of votes. Honestly, I think it's gonna be close, bro.
Because he's boring as fuck.
Okay, I could see that too. But I'm just saying, I think it's gonna be close, bro. I mean, it could go either way between them two, honestly. And then B gonna mess it up because he taking some votes.
That really breaks my heart, bro. Because I don't think he's gonna play at this level. Excuse me. Let me stop because I'm recorded right now. I'm not gonna never play at this level. I just feel like he's so unstoppable this year, bro. Like it's like he get the ball, bro. You know how when Steph Curry first started going crazy, bro, like he first got to the point where it was like, yo, he shoot the three, you know he making it.
Right.
When Embiid get the ball, I'll be like, bucket. That's easy money.
Easy work.
That's easy. He too little. Yeah, every time it's like a guaranteed bucket. Every game, he damn near got 20 at the half. And I just be like, yo, he's too dominant. Like, he's too dominant. There's no way to stop Embiid. There's no way. You have to send all your whole five against him. That's the only way to stop Embiid. You have to send all five. I've seen Steph Curry get guarded by four people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and still do his thing. You have to send the whole squad at Embiid to stop him.
Facts.
If he's motivated. If he's not motivated in that game, then I don't know. But if he motivated to dominate that game, who's going to stop Embiid? Like, who's going to stop Embiid?
Nobody.
But not to bring Embiid up. You was talking about Steph or whatever. But Steph, I don't know, bro. Steph might be the MVP.
I think Steph has a very good argument. I think Joker has a very good argument, too. And then there's Embiid. So it's going to be tough, bro.
I'm a Philly guy. It's Embiid, bro. I'm going MVB. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm feeling. MVB.
I can see that, bro. I mean, it's going to be a close race, bro. This is going to be one of the closest races. Like, I feel like.
They should do that just to cause some controversy. Like, yeah, because every year, everybody can guess who the MVP going to be and all that. Just give it to B. One gear, just give it to him. Like, just give it to him. And then, like, open up the MVP thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this MVP voting thing, I don't know how they do it, but I don't like who vote on it. Like, those experts, I don't like how they do it. I don't like how they do it.
Man, these experts be just like us, man. Watch a lot more. I mean, they don't even watch a lot more.
That it's just their job. They don't have jobs like us. You know what I'm saying? Right. This on the side. That's their job is to do this. Like,
right, pretty much.
Everybody but, think everything they say is.
But yeah, Steph different, bro. Steph is totally different. They was acting crazy. He said, I'm about to come out here and drop 44 on y'all melon. I'm about to get it right.
Stamped. He's the MVP. That's your MVP.
Nah.
Who you picking? I don't want to hear the nah. Who you picking? Who your MVP, bro? Who right now? Right now, who your MVP? Right now, who your MVP? F. You taking too long, huh?
Yeah.
No, all right. Say less. Say less.
After he had the closing performance.
I like that though, because I was about to say, was it just the whole season or was it just like how he ended it? Because it's like it ain't. Sometimes it ain't even about how you start, it's about how you finish that motherfucker.
No, it's the whole season, totally. Just like you just said, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. Because he was stinking it up a little bit at first. Then he started catching his groove, and that's how they made the playoffs. For real, for real. He started catching his groove. Wiggins started catching his groove a little bit, couple games, and then he go crazy for a couple games. Then he come back, catch his groove again. But they started, I don't know, bro. They had their 8-man rotation last game. They wasn't playing with the Grizzlies. So,
at all.
I mean, like, that's what I'm looking for. I need playoff games.
I like that, though. I like this Steph with the MVP. I wouldn't be mad if Steph won MVP this year. Like, I wouldn't be mad. Like, when he won that unanimous John, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little upset. I was a little upset. But
I don't think that should have been unanimous. Somebody else should have got a first place vote. That was kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, that's the part that pissed me off, because now all I hear is he's the only unanimous. Shut up. I don't give a fuck about him being the unanimous MVP. That's just because they was all nut riding. That's all that was that year. Everybody was nut riding stuff because he changed the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in the world, like, even me, I became a Steph fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't not be a fan of Steph Curry. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, because he was going too crazy.
Yeah, that's the only one I just didn't agree with, that unanimous. I'm like, unanimous?
Unanimous, yeah, bro.
He might be the MVP, but nobody deserved the first. Like, damn, nobody? But, yeah, but I'm going with B, bro. Like I said, I'm going with B. But I mean, we can get right into these players, though, bro. Like, I know you had the lineup you pulled up.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Let me see. I know the Celtics and the Wizards play each other. I think that's going to be a good zone for some reason, because the Wizards give up a lot of points. And I know the Celtics got injuries and different stuff like that. No Jaylen Brown, but I think Jason Tatum can get off. That's a game set. That's a game. This is a matchup for him to get off, for real, for real.
You know what's crazy, bro? And probably a lot of Celtics fans probably not going to like me for this, but I actually think they might be better without Jaylen Brown. And listen to me. When Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are playing together, bro, like, I don't think they would ever win a chip together. It looked nice until LeBron ended that shit. You know what I'm saying? When that year, when they went up on LeBron and them and everybody thought the Celtics was going to make it, what was that?
I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, but I think they reached their peak. I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum as a tandem, as a duo, has reached their peak. I don't think it goes any higher than this. I don't think it goes any higher than that Eastern Conference Finals that year against LeBron. And they had that lead. I think it was a 3-2 lead, if I'm not mistaken, that year. And they couldn't handle the job. They didn't do it. I think that was their peak, bro. Like, seriously. Like, how Russ and KD, when they went to that finals against LeBron and the Heat, that was their peak. Like, you know what I'm saying? As a duo. They not going to go no higher than that. It's like, we went to the finals and we got spanked. And now we can't get back to the finals. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum is going to work. So, I like Jason Tatum without Jaylen Brown. I think the Celtics might make a little noise. That guy, Peyton Pritchard... They got Jabari. People, a lot of people sleeping on that. They got Jabari. Who else they got? I like their squad. They got the dude, what's his name? Aaron Nesmith.
Niggas said they got Jabari.
I'm talking about off the bench, bro. It's a bench piece. That's all I'm saying. Like, as a bench piece, bro. As a bench piece. Stop it. Like, stop it.
Man, I guess if he healthy.
Did you not just see him put up a dub the other night? Last night?
If he healthy, he a bucket.
I'm talking about last night. Yesterday? Did you not see him yesterday? Mm-hmm. He's a bucket, bro. He's been a bucket since he came out of college. So stop it, bro. What are you talking about? Everybody know Jabari ain't never been no defensive player. That's the problem. That's why he injuries and he don't play defense. He's a fucking bucket, though. We ain't finna act like Jabari ain't no bucket now. Like you, I feel like you scoffed at that or something. Like he ain't no bucket or something.
He can get a bucket.
I like him off my bench. He was just a pivotal piece for the Bucks. And then he got injured and they let him go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like, that's Jabari. Like, we're not going to do that, though. That's my guy. Jabari is my guy. We're not going to do that, bro. We're not going to do that. No Jabari slander on this podcast ever, 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 bro. Young boy is a bucket. Injuries fucked up his career. I can't even get my words out. Injuries messed him up. But like I was saying, the Celtics might make some noise without Tatum Brown. I just want to put the world on notice.
They're not, but I mean, it sound good for real, for real.
To each his own.
I mean, the way the pieces might fall, they might not even get it, man. All right.
You think they go? Oh no, say that. This is the shit you need to say, Earl. You be trying not to say shit because you don't want to start controversy. No, say this shit. What is you about to say? Say that.
Celtics might not even get in the playoffs, bro.
Bro, all right. I got money on that. I put money on the Celtics making the playoffs.
They get two games.
What do you want on it?
Nothing. They gotta lose two games. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a feeling.
Bro, stop it, bro.
Got a feeling.
Stop it, bro.
Wizards, and then if the Hornets beat the Pacers?
They still got Kemba, too. I ain't bring up Kemba. My fault, Kemba. I'm being so
disrespectful. Kemba, my guy, but Kemba, my guy. I just need him to be consistent. That's all. Kemba, my guy, though.
Just need him to be healthy. He's consistent.
Pretty much, yeah. Healthy, yeah. But that's shit. Health is your – that's your main thing, for real.
Facts. That's real, but some guys is just
a fact.
Wasn't in the cards, you know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing, he be getting a rhythm and then he get hurt every time.
It'd be like Kemba, cardiac Kemba back, and then every time, oh, he out with a knee scope,
yep,
out with a high ankle sprain, yep. Oh, he out with a hamstring. I'd be like, oh my god. We also have to remember though, he is old though, bro.
He is. He like 31, 32.
Cardiac Kimble was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the league for a little minute now. It don't even seem like it, but he has. Like,
y'all kids don't even know about that, man. A little
UConn, bro. Niggas
is Kimble Walker trying to see me pitfall.
Them UConn days, bro. Niggas don't know what Kemba was getting into, bro. Like, I feel like Kemba had the world at that time. Everybody wanted to be Kemba. Then he had the craziest nickname, Cardiac Kemba. Like, ew, that's nasty.
There's a little small guard out there, Joe, getting
represent for the little niggas. You feel me? Like, man, you ain't gotta be stupid athletic. And man, you ain't gotta be the
nasty guy in the tournament.
Yeah, that was one of the nastiest tournaments runs. Oh man, yeah.
Another good joint, Shabazz and I think Shabazz and Jeremy Lamb had one after Kemba left too. That joint was out there.
Shabazz Napier, oh, yeah. He was a bucket.
Shabazz was tough.
Bucket.
He was tough.
On the squad. Who you just?
Lamb was still on that joint. Jeremy Lamb.
Squad too.
Yeah, he was still there for I think 1 or 2 years with Shabazz.
Yeah.
I think it was one.
It was baby Jeremy Lamb with Kemba, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was young.
And then Kemba got up out of there, and then Shabazz came in.
Started snapping. Yeah. Facts. That was crazy. Yeah. Celtics going to be all right, bro. The Celtics is going to be fine, bro.
They might lose to the Wizards and then lose to the Hornets. I'm just saying, if it happened, you heard it here first. I'm sorry. Tell you, you think
lose to the Wizards and the Hornets.
They can.
I do got
Melo back,
bro. If my young boy get in the playoffs, Bro, if my Yumbo get in the playoffs and we play Melo in the first round, I'm going to be hyped, bro. Because we're going to cook them, but I'm going to be so hyped. I want Melo to cook everybody on the Sixers. I'm not even going to hold you. I want him to cook every guard. Oh, shit. He's going to be – damn, Ben Simmons going to be guarding.
Ben Simmons not – he might have to be.
Ben Simmons going to strap his look.
Is he going to guard Melo? Yeah, he's going to guard Melo.
He's going to guard Melo, bro. He's going to scrap Melo, bro. Yeah. He's going to scrap Melo. And only because Melo is a rookie. That's the only reason why he's going to scrap my young boy. Because my young boy don't know everything yet.
Now, what if Melo get off on him?
He's going to get off on him on like two games. Trust me. He go, bro, he
get off four or five games.
Nah, he's going to get off like two. Ben going to scrap him because they're going to get swept. Ben going to scrap him the other two games. I'm telling you, he's going to get off the first two games maybe. Or the this was going to happen. If we play the Hornets, Melo going to get off the first game, and he going to get off the third game. The third game, they might win the first game. But the third game, they going to be getting cooked, and it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? But he going to give you two solid outings, bro. I'm telling you. Nobody going to be able to guard him. You know the Sixers have trouble guarding guards, bro. Stop it, bro. We always get cooked by guards. And it's funny because we got all these perimeter defenders, but guards still be cooking us.
Yeah, that should be bad.
They still be cooking us, and I don't be understanding. I'll be like, yo, we got Danny Green, Tease, and Ben Simmons, and we still getting cooked. It don't make no sense. All
right. But that'd be out of pocket. Who the other? Oh, yeah, obviously the Hornets and the Pacers. I mean, I'm hoping the Hornets win that joint. I got the Hornets winning that joint. I think
I want to see the Pacers in the playoffs, bro.
Me neither. And I think the Hornets got too much firepower, low key. They just gotta get hot. They got shooters though. All them dudes can hit. And now Devontae Graham back off the bench, so that helped them out with that for real, for real.
Bro.
So
very early prediction for next year. The Hornets are going to be a top five in the Eastern Conference, bro.
All they need is a young big man.
They're going to be top five in the Eastern Conference because PJ is a power forward. PJ can't play the five. He shoot the three, leave him at the four. They need a big man, just like you said. They get them a solid big man, bro, and they ain't even got to get them a rookie or nothing like that. Go out there and get you a veteran. You feel what I'm saying? Go out there and get you a Boogie Cousins or somebody like that. And that's not crazy big. I don't need that much from the center. That's why I'm saying go get a Boogie Cousins. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that much from you. All I need is about 10 and 10. Give me 10 and 10.
They need Clint Capella, bro.
Hey, but see? You see, that's why the Hawks – that's why they snapping. They went and got them a center to protect that paint and all that stuff. Like, I feel like if Charlotte follows Atlanta's blueprint, they're going to be perfectly fine. You got your point guard of the future. You got your two guard/three guard of the future with Miles Bridges. Like, they're fine, bro. They're fine. They're going to be crazy, bro.
Got Miles Bridges. You still got Terry for multiple years. You got PJ Washington. Graham. You got Devontae Graham.
Yeah,
you got players. You got Jalen McDaniels, or is it Jaden? I think it's Jaden.
I think it's Jaden.
Both of niggas in the league. Shout out to them.
Real rap, though.
But yeah, they got a little squad, and they announce her funny as hell. When you watch the Hornets channel, he hilarious. Well, he
does announce her in the league, bro.
He's hilarious. He be wilding.
It's no comparison.
He be wilding, but now we got to talk about the West play-ins too.
I was about to say that.
I got the Warriors. I got the Warriors. I got the Warriors beating the Lakers.
So you saying that? Wait, so the Lakers not going to make it?
No, y'all going to make it. Y'all getting the eighth seed. Y'all going to destroy whoever out of the Grizzlies and the Spurs. But just because Brian was talking shit about the play-in, he going to have to play two games.
That's all you got to say? I'm waiting for you.
You think y'all want to see a hot Steph?
You finished?
You think y'all want to see a hot Steph?
Are you finished?
I'm going to let you tell me. You going to tell me about hot AD? Man, I'm so cool.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
You tell me you finished. I just want to let you finish.
I'm finished. Steph about to – yeah.
You got another damn thing coming if you think the Warriors going to beat LeBron in Lakers. Are you serious?
Okay.
Are you serious? His second scorer is probably Kent Bazemore. Andrew Wiggins. Bro, don't make me get up and leave this podcast right now. I'll leave episode 79 and I'm not coming back. I will leave episode 79 and I'm not coming back if you say that man name one more time, bro. Stop it. Stop, bro.
Just let him shoot. Just let him shoot. He bro, got ugly for him. He just got to get hot. Let him shoot.
I'm not even finna entertain you because you're trying to troll right now. I'm not even finna entertain you, bro. You're getting crazy. And then he gonna keep doing the broke ass form, bro. Then he gonna keep doing it, bro. You are bugging. Listen, that man got Kent Bazemore, Andrew Wiggins, and Jordan Poole, and what's the other? He ain't even nobody. I might about to bring him up. Kelly Oubre ain't shit because I think he's still injured. Mm-hmm. Who the? Draymond is Draymond. Mm-hmm. Draymond is Draymond. Who? So, all right, look, who gonna stop AD?
I don't know, bro. I just know that the Warriors gonna win. Okay. You asking too many questions.
Who gonna stop LeBron?
I don't know, bro. You asking too many questions. I just know the Warriors gonna win.
How they gonna score on the Lakers?
What if Wiggins gets 35?
How they gonna score on the Lakers besides Steph? The Lakers got the best defense. If not, they don't got the best, I think they got the second defense in the league. In the league.
What if Wiggins get y'all 35?
Bro, you don't even believe that. When it came out your mouth, when you thought of the thought, you didn't even believe the thought that came. You just said it just to say it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Nah, bro, I need you to look at me for a second.
Sound real good to me.
Pause. Just for 1 second. Just. Andrew Wiggins.
Hey.
I wanted to look eye to eye. Because you getting crazy, bro. And I just want you to remember the stuff that you saying right now. Because it's 9:13. It's 9:13 on a Monday, May 17th. And you are telling me that the Warriors is going to beat the Lakers in a play-in goddamn game. With goddamn Steph Curry and Kent Bazemore as his second leading scorer. Are you serious right now? Andrew Wiggins as his second leading scorer. I'm capping with the Kent Bazemore stuff, but Andrew Wiggins and Steph is going to take down LeBron and AD. Listen here. If Andrew Wiggins and Steph take down LeBron and AD, I'm no longer a LeBron fan. I will come on here. And I will no longer be a LeBron fan. I'll burn everything. You see this joint, this little Bron, little joint right here. I know you see Bron. I know you see him. I take that down. I take everything I own. Anything Bron related, any posts I ever put up, I'm deleting everything. I'm no longer a Bron fan. If Bron lose this game, I'm no longer a Bron fan. I'm telling you that right now. I'm willing to put everything I own on this game. That's how serious I am. I'm dead serious, bro. And I'm dead serious. I'm not just talking on my ass just to, like, you know what I'm saying, give views. I'm dead serious. Like, I will literally, bro, what you, like, the boy that bet his house that the Portland would get 42 wins, that's how confident I am that they're going to lose, that the Warriors is going to lose this game. Bro, your buck. I'll take your money if you want.
Okay.
I'll take your money if you want.
Okay.
Just name your bet. Name your bet. Oh, you name the price. That's all you got to do. You're bugging. I'll take your money. Because you tripping, bro. If you think for
one second, bro. After the play-in games, right? That pitcher back there.
You talking about this one? Go ahead.
Yeah, that guy come down. Because you're going to see the Lakers in the eighth seed playing the Jazz.
What the hell make you think that?
What
the hell make you think LeBron gonna concede to Steph? Like, why he think it's one game, one or done?
Exactly, it's one game.
You think he gonna let Steph win?
It's one game, and if Steph get hot, that's one game you gotta deal with a demon.
He know how to stop Steph.
I hear you,
bro. He got the recipe in 2016 for Steph. Mm-hmm. Did he not?
Yeah.
Am I mistaken? Am I tripping? Or were they the first team ever to do what they did? Was he the first superstar to ever do what he did in the final? Am I tripping? Am I losing my mind or something?
Okay.
I'm thinking I'm losing my mind, son. Steph was the what that year?
You're talking about a series, bro.
Steph was the what that year?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
The unanimous MVP.
Oh, I don't use those words. That was corny.
He was the unanimous MVP that year, had the greatest record in NBA history, and what happened? Bron figured him out. Bron is such a basketball savant that once he play you in a couple of series, he know you, bro. You gonna have to. And Steph knew. Steph said, "Yo, we're not gonna beat LeBron again. It's chalked. We have to go get KD. We have to level up. We have to add somebody else." He figured us out. He figured out that if you trap me and Clay, Draymond and all those guys got to hit shots. He realized that. So with Steph, without Clay, I'm not giving this no more energy. I'm going to just, okay, bro, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll text tomorrow. I'm going to call you. I'm going to FaceTime you. You better answer. Don't ignore my call, bro.
Not tomorrow, bro. The game on Wednesday.
Oh, it's not Wednesday? I mean, it's not Tuesday? Who play tomorrow?
Eastern Conference.
The Eastern Conference play tomorrow. Okay. Well, Wednesday, we will
talk. Yeah, Wednesday, I make sure I call you when Steph got 50.
What make you think he going to put 50 up on the Lakers, the best defense in the league?
Bro, when you playing against a shooter, if they get hot, it don't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
He not going to get hot.
Okay.
That's the point.
Okay, my friend. Okay.
And even if he do get hot, you don't think LeBron going to get on him?
Okay, my friend. Okay.
Bruh, Steph not stepping on
LeBron. You got your opinion. I got my opinion.
I don't care what you talk about. Steph
you got not your opinion. On. I got my opinion. Okay, my friend.
Not going to snap on LeBron. He's
okay, my friend. Okay. Talk
about the next subject because you're
okay,
getting
crazy. Okay, my friend.
You're getting crazy, bro.
Okay, my friend. And the other, Okay, my friend.
Okay, my friend.
Hey, yo. But no, what's the last joint? Oh, the Grizzlies and the Spurs. I hope the Grizzlies win. But
yeah, for sure. You know, John, my new favorite player, once LeBron retires. So,
yeah.
Of course, I'm rooting for my guy.
The young guards, man. That's what it is, man.
For sure. That's where the league going, man. Oh, but no, bro. What I wanted to say is, though, shout out to the Knicks, man. And shout out to Julius Randle, man.
Thanks.
Big
shout out.
Not in a million years, bro. I would have never put a cent on them making the playoffs this year. I wouldn't have put one penny on them making the playoffs this year. I wouldn't have put one penny, bro. When the season started, I wouldn't have put one cent on it. So shout out to them boys, man. Shout out to the Knicks, man. Not a fan, never been a fan, never will be a fan. I'm a Philly fan for life, but I'm just saying shout out to them guys because I like how they play, bro. They gutter. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love them teams like that. Like Chicago, when they had Jimmy and D-Rose and Noah and Dang and all of them, I love them, bro. And Taj Gibson, I love them because they just play hard, bro. I love teams that play hard. Like, I love the Memphis Grizzlies when they had Z-Bo and Mark Gasol and Mike Conley and the – what's his name? The defender, Tony Allen. Yeah, Tony Allen, all them dudes. Man, bro, I love them squads like that, bro. So shout out to the Knicks, man. Shout out to Julius Randle for getting that fourth seed, bro. Like, that's crazy. They got the fourth seed, bro. I never saw that happen.
Man, this was a random season for them to have a fourth seed, for it seemed like.
It was the best season. I mean, probably they're going to be at their best chance with 72 games and shit.
Yeah, dude's disrespected RJ too. He be hooping.
I personally disrespected RJ. I ain't ready to give him an apology yet.
I hear you. You going to have to eventually.
I will. You know me. When it's needed. He did shit that
he's going to be nasty.
Okay. I'm not impressed.
Okay.
So who do people talk about? Julius Randle. They don't talk about RJ Barrett.
Okay.
All right.
He's gonna be nice. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not impressed, bro. I'm not impressed.
It's his second year, just like everybody else that came
in. I'm not impressed. He's not better than Ja. He ain't better than Ja.
Okay.
He's not even on Ja's stratosphere. Like, they not even on the same levels, bro. They not. It's not even.
Okay.
Nah. I don't see it.
I'm just letting you know.
He's a good piece. He's a good role player, bro.
Okay.
I like him as a career role player. I like that for him. He's not a superstar. He never will be a super. I mean, I say never. I personally believe that I just don't think he will get there. If he does, I will be the first person to apologize, and I'll be the first person to give him his credit and all that. You know me, bro. Yeah. I've been Tom Brady. I gave Tom Brady hell last year. What I do? I shut the hell up, and I say, you know what? I apologize, Tom Brady. If RJ Barrett turned out to be something, I apologize, but I don't believe in the guy. I don't believe in the kid. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't like him. Give him a couple years. That's all I'm going to say. Give him a couple years.
And it's funny because you have to be a certain type of dude player because I don't dislike a lot of players. Like, I don't even care. If you hoop, you hoop. Like, I don't like RJ Barrett.
Okay.
Like, I feel like he's just super overhyped. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do y'all like him so much? He's a regular player. Like he's a regular player.
I mean, I understand. That's what I thought about Wiggins.
Yo, did you see the Lakers game when they was playing against the Pacers? Jakar Sampson. I don't know if you know who he is. He used to be a Sixer and stuff like that. He had put 20, like, up on these motherfuckers. Like, that's who RJ Barrett remind me of. Somebody like that.
All right, bro. I'm done with this conversation. You start getting real disrespectful.
I'm just being real. That's what I think of the dude.
You getting – come on, bro.
I don't like him. You not saying nothing about his game that's making me think otherwise. Tell me something right now. What is he doing that makes you think that he like that?
He's scoring. Give him the ball.
How much he's scoring? How much he scored per game, bro?
Average about 18. It's like 17.
Don't average 18. Don't average 18.
It's like 17 point something, bro.
I wouldn't even believe that. You know what? I got to look it up because I don't even believe that, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I don't even look into him to even – cheese butt, bro. He's cheese butt, bro. He's the most cheese butt third pick I've seen in a while.
Okay, bro.
He's cheese butt, bro.
You going to look up the averages or no?
Bro.
Come on, bro.
You right. He averaged 17.
He scored, bro. He's a scorer. He's gonna get better. I'm telling you. He's
all right, but let me kill your hype with that. He averaged 17, right?
Yeah.
Don't Jordan Clarkson actually average like a dub off the bench?
Yeah, he do.
So why are you excited about a starter averaging 17? Who's a third pick?
Because he hooping.
All right, what was Julius Randle?
The fourth pick.
All right, so that's just one pick behind him. What is he doing?
Cooking,
right?
How many years pro is Julius Randle?
Team, I don't give a fuck.
How many years pro is Julius Randle?
I don't give a fuck how many years.
What was Julius Randle doing a year two, bro? Julius Randle is my guy, bro.
You're not listening to me. That shit, bro. Being in the league, go ahead.
Julius Randle is my guy, but what was he doing a year two?
He was with the Lakers, who were in the worst team, damn near in that.
I know.
That does not count.
Okay, so it don't count, but he was on that team playing, though.
All right, it counts, but
I'm about to say what? Because the Knicks was supposed to be trash. Now they got a care package with Julius Randle. Julius Randle is the most improved player in the league by far. Easy call, and it's his team. But your second year in the league, being a Robin to somebody like Julius Randle, y'all make the fourth seed, you average 17 and a half. That's not bad, yeah, bro. And hold on.
Go ahead.
My fault. And he been shooting better. As of late, I think like the last 2 months of the season, he started shooting a little bit better. He got to get it consistent, but he's been shooting a little better. So that add a lot to his game. If he could get his consistent jump shot, bro, I don't really think you're going to be able to guard him. Most people not going to be able to guard him.
All right. Now hear me out. If Julius Randle is the most improved player this year, right?
Yeah.
Which means he was probably not that good last year, right?
Nah, he was good, but he wasn't this.
All right, I'm gonna just give you that. Okay, so a guy that didn't get good. Hold on, a guy that didn't get good until his fourth. This is fourth year in the league, right? Julius Randle.
He came in with Wiggins and B, and then whatever year they are, fifth, sixth, whatever.
Seventh. It might be seventh. Whatever. I don't know.
Whatever it is.
He's just becoming good.
Yeah.
All right. You let him come in to your squad.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's his squad because Julius Randle was there, right? He was already there, right?
Was Julius, there, like, yeah, Julius was already there. He was there when they drafted RJ. I think they signed him that year.
They signed him. That was his first year. Yeah. All right. So you got him coming in as a guy that's not proven yet, right?
Right.
Julius Randle wasn't proven. Everybody thought he was a bust, right? Damn near. Not a bust, but like
A lot of people did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So a guy that's coming in that's supposed to be a bust, now he leads the team. You got picked third because you was at Duke and everybody thought you was the star. Do you not remember what they were saying when Zion and him was coming out? They was like, well, Zion is the guy that gets all the flash and all that, but RJ is the one that's going to have the better career, and he's going to be – that was the stuff that they were saying. They were saying RJ Barrett really makes Duke go. If RJ Barrett isn't the one that's scoring and all that stuff, then they're not going to win. Da, 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 da. He comes in his freshman season, I mean his rookie season, and what does he do? Nothing.
Play like a rookie.
Because he doesn't have anybody. Now, all the eyes ain't on him. They on Julius Randle and his squad because everybody is playing good. He can play freely. He can do what he's doing this year and average 17 points. It's cute, but Emmanuel Quickly is a beast. He's a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type level. It's a different type level. RJ Barrett is nowhere near the talent that Emmanuel Quickly is. I'm telling you this, bro. I watch these motherfuckers play. When you come into the league, bro, Emmanuel Quick, you can tell he's a bucket. You, oh yeah, he it. He it. Young boy it. RJ Barrett, what you say last year? Oh, he needs some work. Well, give him a couple seasons. That makes the difference between superstars and stars. You know what I'm saying? He will never be a super. He might be a star. I don't know, but he ain't going to be what y'all think he's going to be. You hype on him, I ain't hype on him. I'm going to leave it at that. We've been talking about his bum ass for too long anyway. I don't even know why I'm wasting my goddamn, I'm just saying, bro, time on this motherfucker.
I think you forget the projection of some, like, the progression of some players. Like, everybody don't come in just being a superstar, bro. It's different. It's different players that come in at different levels, bro. It's gonna take RJ. He need like 2 more years, bro. He gonna be
so he ain't balling. Stop. Let's stop talking about him. I thought you was gonna say next year. You talking about 2 more years?
When did I say he was bull?
He's cheese butt, bro. He's cheese butt.
Okay, he cheese butt because you don't like him. He get buckets.
He's cheese butt, and it's coming from a nigga that barely play ball. Like he cheese butt.
We need somebody that's willing to take a jump shot on the Sixers running the point. I might take him.
You ain't never lied. Shit. When that crunch time coming at fourth quarter,
you need somebody to shoot it.
I take his ass over Ben Simmons any day. I need
somebody that'll let it go, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie. I got you with that. Yeah, you got a point with that.
He's gonna be all right, bro. Just like Brandon Ingram was. I told you B.I. was gonna be all right. Okay. Give him a couple years.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It's some of them players, bro. They need a little time to develop. Like B.I. not really bull. He wasn't really bull like last year. He really just started. I mean, he was though. But
they had too much going on in L.A. though.
Yeah, Nebo, they had too much going on in L.A.
And Kuz all on the same team. That was too much.
Yeah, he went to New Orleans and he started cooking. Then Zion got hurt. He started cooking some more. I don't know. It's like some of them players, they need a couple years, bro. Give them some time. And he got Thibs over there. Thibs, no. Right.
I'm going to give him some time, bro.
You mean? All right.
I'm going to give him some time. I'm going to stop saying he's cheese butt. RJ Barrett, I'm sorry.
He is cheese butt, though. But
I'm sorry, bro. You're not cheese butt. I'm going to give you a chance, bro.
We can move on, bro. Let me see. What else we got?
I ain't got nothing else, bro. Like,
I don't think I had something. Oh, I mean, when we was talking about the players sitting out earlier, man, y'all, as a fan, I was kind of a little disappointed. I ain't going to lie to you. But more so because it just looked corny. Like you come in and you only playing 20 minutes and you basically pull out. It look a little corny, but I mean, I understand the premise though. Like when we was playing against Miami, I think it's like you just don't want to show your hand. Like when we was playing against Miami, I think B was like 2 for 8 or something.
Yeah, 6 points. Like come on.
Like 18 minutes. And then he came in the second half, only played like 7 minutes, took one more shot or something like that. Like I see what's going on, but it's just kind of corny. Just let him sit out the whole game, man. Like
I'm about to say, I just don't appreciate what they're doing for the game. They really disrespecting the game, bro. Facts. And I just really wanted to say that shit on this episode. Like, and I wanted to stress that shit because it's like, yes, I'm not making no millions. Yes, I'm not an NBA star. Yeah, I don't know what they're going through. I don't know with the shortened season if it's messing with their injuries or not like that. But as a fan, I'm speaking as a fan, strictly as a fan, it's horrible. And I feel like y'all disrespecting the game. Like, I don't like that. Like, if you injure, you injure, bro. Don't fake an injury, because then the playoffs come, God gonna repay your ass for faking that damn hamstring injury or whatever the fuck, and you gonna tear something or something like that. God forbid, I'm a knock on wood. I hope every player, star player, is healthy during the playoffs, because I want to see it go down. But it's like, y'all disrespecting the game so much. It's like, damn, you got to expect something to happen in the playoffs this year, because especially with the Nets, they really scare me, because I know they can win the chip easily, but they done disrespected the game all season. The game probably not going to pay them back. You feel what I'm saying? You know how that shit work, bro. You got to respect the game at all times. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how athletic you are. If you don't respect the game ain't going to respect you.
Fact.
The game not respect you. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I always love LeBron. He been my favorite player, because he never disrespected the game, ever. If he was available to play, he played. And he played to his best ability. And that's what I always loved about LeBron. You could talk all the crap you want about him. He was always available until this year. And the year when he tore his hamstring, like the year before last, when he had the hamstring injury or whatever. Groin injury, excuse me. But it's just like, man, these dudes, bro. And I'm going to just leave it at that. That's all I got to say, bro. Like, they got to stop disrespecting the game. And I pray, because my damn money is on the Nets to win the chip, I pray that they win it. But in the back of my mind, bro, I really think the Nets not going to win a chip, because they how much they disrespected the game.
Yeah, they definitely was draw all season. But that's enough, man. I think we get y'all a good one. We going to come right back. It's episode 79.
Yes, sir.
Peace.